Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Great. Very happy to be here, everyone. Once again, I'm Karen Scarborough. I lead the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance's executive director right now. And in my day job, I work for Microsoft. So I have a very good hand on how some of the largest enterprises are viewing Ethereum today and what can be done to increase Ethereum adoption and awareness in the community. So I definitely think it's worth it to go over what exactly is the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance. And if you haven't heard about us before, we were actually an organization started way back in 2017. At that time, a lot of enterprise use cases were going on private blockchains. There was a number of standards and technical specifications that needed to be developed in the industry. And Ethereum actually put together the largest consortiums of companies to be able to start acting on that activity. So we are a nonprofit membership-based organization that is advocating for the adoption of Ethereum in business. And ultimately, our goal is to make it so clear for business that whenever they choose to do business in Web3, Ethereum and the Layer 2 ecosystem is the very clear choice that they choose to go with for where they'd like to build, invest their time, use cases, et cetera. So core parts of what we do, we host events throughout the year. That's been one thing that has been a huge pickup this year. We want to be right alongside the Ethereum community, so you'll see us out at ETH Denver, ETH CC. We had a major event here this Monday with our EEA Industry Day that I'll talk about a little more, Token 2049, and certainly online and on various digital communities as well. We also have technical specification groups and interest groups. So a key group that we do have is our DeFi Risk Assessment Management and Accounting Group that published a set of risk guidelines for enterprise this year that's been looked at not only by enterprise, but also governments around the world. And we had over 15 enterprise companies collaborating with Web3 companies, putting that together. We have our cross-chain interoperability group that also issued their specification this year and has had implementation as well among different use cases in enterprise. And to get into a little bit about the renewed momentum that we have, because we started in 2017, but just like a lot of blockchain projects, going through the trajectory of what's moved from different technologies over the year. We certainly had a lot of interest in private blockchains in 2017. Now it is 100% public Ethereum based. That is our recommendation and our strong point of view to the enterprise ecosystem is to choose public Ethereum for where you want to build. We had new leadership come in this year, myself, Paul Brody from Ernst & Young that works very intimately with the Ethereum community on the whole with the enterprise privacy solutions that EY is building. And at the beginning of the year, we set out to regain this momentum that we had in 2017. And at the conclusion of this year at this event, I think we've largely achieved what we've set out to do and include lots of plans on what to do for the next year as well. So I mentioned some of the things our groups have done, the events we've participated in, and the number one mission that we do have is fostering this community to improve Ethereum adoption and industry. So why would organizations want to be a part of EEA? Our membership rate is increasing at an all-time high at this point. We have super high quality members, not only the likes of Microsoft, EY, JP Morgan, Santander on the Web2 side, but we also have Circle, Karpatki, Gateway, ENS also joining as well from the Web3 side. If you're a Web3 engineering team that wants to come to Enterprise, join us, because we're going to give you the largest spotlight possible to connect you with the right people. You'll see the pictures on the side from our Industry Day event this year, which we highlighted a lot of Web3 companies doing work with Enterprise that is very significant and throughout a lot of different brand names. And you can see we brought out 300 people plus to that event with 75 plus speakers. So it was a very well attended, heavy content event that we plan to do more of in the coming years. And we have strongly articulated points of view. We are not coming in with, well, maybe choose this ecosystem, maybe choose that. We are Ethereum-based and want to give clarity to the Enterprise ecosystem to join us in doing that. So if you want to learn more, I have some QR codes up here about our membership and our website. And thank you for the time here.
Thank you very much for your speech. We have time for a few questions. Raise your hand if you have any question. I can't see with the lights. One here.
What a catch. Thank you. Hello. Working for Microsoft, a question I have is, what do you think their intentions are with Ethereum? We see EY launching products or trying to build products in that space. What is your take on Microsoft?
It's where we want to build. I'll put it that way. It's the strongest ecosystem to align with for the future of the technology, also surrounded by the largest ecosystem as well. So agnostic of any technology, we want to be aligned in that which is being the most successful, that which is solving customer problems and aligned with where the future is. So. And more prolifically, if you look at enterprise cloud environments, Ethereum has always been the basis of which to build there. And that's really significant. There's not other L1s that have the one-click deployment for enterprise developers to build on. And thankfully, Ethereum has that. We should have a lot more. The more that you can meet enterprises where they build, the better.
Thank you. We have another question over there.
Yeah, I guess it's an extension of the previous question. With people like Microsoft and EY building components in the space, like Aztec is a privacy-preserving layer too, and I know EY is doing privacy things on mainnet Ethereum. Are they sort of on equal footing, or is there some advantage to, say, EY being able to incorporate things a little closer or recommend things for enterprise? And I guess a similar follow-up question is, when you say Ethereum, are you talking like just mainnet Ethereum, or are you talking Ethereum including layer two?
So first, tackle the second question here, the Ethereum layer two ecosystem. So we're not directing people to mainnet activities, but building in that which has Ethereum as the settlement layer of the internet. And then in terms of your other question on, you know, how do we evaluate which companies to go with, a good thought there is we want to align with projects that have sustainability, support, and a clear future roadmap. So that is something to think about for enterprise, because once something gets in production, which not a whole lot of enterprise proof of concepts get to at this point, there's a release team, a maintenance team, there's a security team that all have to be in place to make sure that that product continues going for enterprise. And that's really significant. So the more that Ethereum-based Web3 ecosystem projects can support that, the better. Because a lot of times, I would say, you know, tech is very important, the innovation behind it, et cetera. But at the end of the day, if you can't support the longevity of a product in an enterprise environment, that's going to be an Achilles heel. So.
Thank you. So we have one last question over here.
Sorry. I have a controversial question here. So what Microsoft did with OpenAI, taking open source, putting into closed source. Do you think it will align with the open source ethos what Ethereum is built upon? And do you think like they will start acquiring startups, building cool tech, and making them closed source?
Well, the way Ethereum and this community is structured, I don't think we could be successful even if we wanted to choose an alternative direction. I think the entire success of what Ethereum has built and cryptocurrency in general is reliant on an open ecosystem. So I'm really encouraged by that. Our open source position is pretty strong. There's certainly different business models that can be successful around that, and we're keen to explore that.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.